Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earl, and a good friend count down the top 5 things suggested by you, the listeners. And today, my very good friend, the sweetest tooth man I know, please welcome, It's Carl Chandler.
Yay, correct. Man, hey, I love a good chalky bar.
You do. I've worked with you for a few years and you do like to come back into the office with a little sweet treat for yourself and for other people working there.
Yeah, I feel like I like looking a little bit generous by doing that, but B, I think it allows me to eat like a fucking grub because it's like, oh, this is for everyone. I mean, I'll have 6 of the donuts, but but there are still another 6 to be shared around for the other 12 people in the office. So. Yeah,
were you always only ate your dinner because you got dessert or?
No, not that, but that's definitely the highlight. Like I've never been much of a savory person.
Yeah,
I've definitely been a chocolate person all my life.
Yeah, I much prefer chocolate, sweet stuff to savory stuff, and always have. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, my taste has definitely developed over the years, and grown, but I've never lost my absolute obsession with chocolate.
Yeah, I like chocolate, but I like the bitterness of it as well. You don't drink coffee, so
no, I don't. No, I'm getting a slightly more sophisticated palate, but yeah, I would still like have a play lunch these days that looked the same as it did 40 years ago.
I talk about this on stage. What you had for recess is a good icebreaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What you do? What do you have for recess as a kid?
I reckon my mum was like, I was a fussy kid, so my mum just like gave in to me too quickly. Like I wish she'd been better, but she was just like, this is too much work trying to make this little shit eat grapes. Here you go, have a milky way.
Yeah, my mum worked at a pub, so it would be like late nights for her closing up. Oh shit, I've got to think about the kids' lunches tomorrow. I'll just grab like a mint slice or a golden rough and that can be there. Yeah,
in
their lunchbox.
Mint slice.
Mint patty,
Well, mint slice was my absolute number one favourite biscuit. If we'd been talking about childhood favourite biscuits, we'd be talking all mint slice.
Oh, my mum worked for Arnott's, so we always had mint slices and Tim Tams in the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was an Arnott's rep, have to go in and stock up the shelves.
That's incredible. Well, I mean, look, to be fair, my parents always owned shops that had, you know, lollies and stuff in them. So it would definitely be a thing where I'd come down the street after school and be like if you look back at my diet back then, it was like fucking horrendous. I'd come down and go, right, I'll go and get hot chip. If my lunch, as a primary school student, like I'm horrified just watching, you know, I've got an 18-month-year-old child and she's like just got the best diet thanks to her mum. And then thinking of what I ate as a kid is fucking horrifying. My lunch would be a bag of hot chips and a Milky Way and a Coke.
Yep.
That's like a 7-year-old, 8-year-old.
My school lunch in primary school, we had one hot lunch a week and I would get 2 meat pies and I'd take the tops off them and then with a spoon eat all the filling and just fill that up with sauce and then eat pretty much just a sauce like in...
Oh.
I know you hate sauce, but I'll just eat like a little like... almost like a little baby coffin of sauce.
That's worse than mine. That's worse than mine.
I'm doing it now with my kids who are having lots of screen time because of the whole shutdown thing. And like yesterday, I reckon my youngest, who's 6, was on screens for like 7 hours. It was awful because it rained all day and we couldn't do anything with him.
Yeah.
And then we were both panicking. Then I remembered, no, my TV was on when I was a kid from the moment we woke up to the moment the last person went to bed. It was just on all day and we just sat there and watched everything all day.
I agree. When people complain about that or get worried about kids, I was thinking, God, my parents never told me to turn the TV off. So it's not like a modern occurrence. It was like, sure. Like my parents always had shops. So they're like, I mean, watching TV all day is better than you fucking, you know, being outside with no supervision.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we used to have, like, I remember the summer when my parents worked and my older brother was in charge and it was just TV on the entire day. I reckon I watched Bottom Live, the, you know, the Aid Edmondson, Rick Mayall, the first. I reckon I watched that every day for 3 months, like, just watched the whole thing.
I've talked about this before on our podcast, but I think I once lived with a guy who I quite liked and got along with, but he was in Ballarat. I was like 20, I guess I was probably, I reckon I was about 20 years old, going to TAFE maybe or uni, and this guy I think got the sack, and then he just stayed home. And then he sort of got depressed or something. And then at some stage, he told me didn't physically leave the house for a month, and just didn't do anything. And the only thing he would watch is that show Bottom, and Red Dwarf. The only two shows he ever watched were Bottom and Red Dwarf,
See,
and
Red
it was
Dwarf
just
sucks.
over and over. That's all he watched for a month. He didn't go outside once. He got to a point where, because he wasn't going shopping, he was just like, and there was no deliveries or anything back then, he was just scraping through and like stealing bits of food from the rest of us. And he got to a stage where he literally had two things left in his house, and it was peas and a couple of Kraft singles. And so he made that into a pie and put it in the oven. He tried to cook a pie out of cheese, out of a Kraft single. How's that going to work?
You could say, Carl, he's been self-isolating for years.
Fuck, he went mental.
So what we do in this, we count down our top five chocolate bars. So you go first with your number five on the Carl Channel list of chocolate bars.
Okay, well, I want to prefix this by saying this is a very tough decision, and this isn't set in stone, and I hope I don't regret any of these choices, because I feel like this is a very important list, and I feel like maybe I haven't given enough time to it. I really hope I don't regret anything, but I'll give a few little sorries to things that missed out.
We'll do honorable mentions at the end.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. All right.
You'll have some space.
All right. I'm really torn, but okay. I will say number five. I'll say number five is the Cadbury Timeout bar.
Timeout.
Yeah.
So like a biscuit with a twirl. Is that what it is?
It's twirl with biscuit involved. Yeah. That's right. It's like if you don't like chocolate enough, if you want a bit of, there's a case to be made that Timeout is the healthier version of twirl. I feel like twirl is, I think just, I looked up the sales. I think twirl doesn't sell as well as Timeout.
Yep.
Because people are like, no, that's the sort of more healthier. That's the grown up. That's the, you want a bit of biscuit.
I reckon if you're looking up the sales, I reckon you've done enough prep for this one. I reckon.
Yeah, maybe.
See, Timeout is something I would never choose. I would
really?
Never choose. If I go and buy a Chocky bar, I would never choose a Timeout.
And why is that?
I don't know. There's more better stuff than just biscuit. Biscuit and chocolate. Nah.
You know what? Look, this is mixing it up for me. I'm very much a chocolate dominated, I've got a chocolate dominated taste bud.
Yeah.
Now, this is mixing it up for me. Having biscuit involved at all is like, wow, foreign foods.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, oh, wow, fucking Chandler's really branching out here. I don't think I would have eaten a Timeout bar as a 6-year-old. I would have been like, no, that's European or something.
Yep.
That's for 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, here I am.
It's like the fruit and nut was adult chocolate for
us. Yeah. Exactly. So this is more your grandma sort of chocolate bar. But no, I quite like it. I think it's pretty disposable. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's relatively light.
Do you get two in a packet?
You get two. Yeah,
that's
right.
Good. That's always
that's
good.
That's right.
Because you always try and trick yourself and you think, I'll only have one now, and then I'll have the other one later.
I never try and trick myself like that. Never. I just before we started this, I went to the supermarket and they had some chocolate on sale, like a block of chocolate on sale. I've come back, thought I'll just put that in the cupboard. I've eaten all of it except for one bar, like one line.
What flavour?
Plain.
Plain? Cadbury? Plain Cadbury?
Yep.
It's good.
Yep.
Yeah. I used to, when I was first living in Melbourne, every day after work, I used to live near Peter Monty's, I'd buy a block of Black Forest chocolate and I'd take it home and I'd melt it all in the microwave and sit there with a cup and have the melted Black Forest in a cup.
What's Black Forest chocolate?
It's got little jelly and little like crunchy like biscuit bits and like other it's jelly and I don't think it's like marshmallow, but it's something. There's other bits in it.
I feel like I've always been like, in terms of Black Forest or anything like that, I go, oh, that sounds good. And then you go, oh, there's jelly, there's this in it. And you go, why have that when you can have more chocolate?
Yeah. No, the jelly's good.
Like, I feel like some sort of junkie that's like, yeah, okay, this is mixed in with the heroin. Fuck that off.
Yeah.
What I need is the heroin. What? Don't put musk in it or something. Don't put mint. Just more junk, more literal junk into my vein.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.